السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام وبركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Monday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Appa with afiyat and good health. حضرت مفتي صاحب the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيكم وانا سليم كريم جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 23rd of Ramadan Mubarak, 1446 in South Africa, Southern Africa, Mauritius and few other countries. Majority of the cities and countries today, Monday, is already the 24th of Ramadan Mubarak. Nevertheless, today with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 24, Surah Nur, the Radiance and Effulgence, and we focus on verses 51, 52. We heard what the Munafiqeen and the hypocrites did. Whenever Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala passed the verdict, Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed the judgment, then إِذَا هُمْ مُؤْرِدُونَ, that you will find some of them, the فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ مُؤْرِدُونَ, they keep on turning away, and then they say that no, that we will think about it and so forth. Almighty Allah states, وَمَا أُولَٰئِكَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ, they never ever had iman and faith and conviction in the first place. But the sahaba, the student companions of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are the mistaqi awwali, the first people to whom these verses are applicable. See what Almighty Allah speaks of them and what Almighty Allah informs us. Chapter 24, verses 51, 52. Innama fa hasar and qasar. These people, the Sahaba, exclusively, this was what they said in response to what Almighty Allah commanded them to do. Innama kana qawl al mu'mineen. Only the true believers, they made these following statements. Idha du'u ilallahi wa rasulihi. When they invited by Almighty Allah, they invited by Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Invited does not mean for meals or supper or breakfast. It means invited to the Quran Sharif, the Kalamullah Ta'ala, invited to the Sunnah Mubarakah, the teaching, preaching of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ, so that Almighty Allah will pass a verdict amongst them, so that he, Mustafa, Habibuna, Rahmatul Alameen, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will pass the verdict and judgment amongst them. What did they say, these true believers? أَيَّقُولُوا, they said, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, we heard and we obey, and we obey lovingly, willingly, sincerely. Not like the Bani Israel and Israelites. They told Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Moses, peace be upon him, like today the Jutlas Haramis, violating every international law. They said, Sami'na wa asayna, we heard and we disobey. So that is the unique feature and what the Jutlas are well known for. Remember the cursed nation. وَأَطَعْنَا, and we obey. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, and those are the ones, only that they are the ones who are successful. And obviously those who follow in the path of Almighty Allah, chapter 40, Verse number 7, وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ. Those who follow in your path, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Chapter 3, verse 31, they will be beloved by Almighty Allah and their sins will be forgiven. Those who follow the beloved Sahaba, the first and foremost among the Muhajireen and migrants, and the Ansar, the helpers of Medina. Chapter 9, verse 100, Surah Tawbah. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُحَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. Those who follow them immaculately with sincerity, for them is Allah's pleasure, and they are pleased with Allah, the supreme success. And chapter 31, verse 15, وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ. You follow the path of those who turn towards me. The awliyaullah, the special servants of Almighty Allah, the following four schools, Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, Hanafi's. So all that will fall under the purview of this verse here. So it shows that we have everything clearly enshrined in the noble Quran, in the Sunnah Mubarakah. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Whosoever is obedient to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O Sa'im, O fasting person, O esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Al-Jama'ah, remember this. These are the lataif of tafsir, the jewels of the tafsir of the Noble Qur'an. You will not find a single verse in the Noble Qur'an where ita'at, obedience, is spoken of to Almighty Allah, and the word Rasul is not mentioned after that. قُلْ أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ. Yeah, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ وَرَسُولَهُ. So why? Because Almighty Allah teaches us, مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهَ. You can never be obedient to Almighty Allah unless you are obedient to Him, to Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this is clearly enshrined in the Noble Quran. Hence, we should understand these verses properly. Almighty Allah teaches us in Surah 4, Chapter 4, Surah Nisa, the women, and verse number 80. So beautiful, wonderful, easy reference. Chapter 4, verse number 80. To be obedient to Almighty Allah, we have to be obedient to Mustafa, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. So today's lesson, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Whoever is obedient to Him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيَخْشَ اللَّهِ, and they develop the fear of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. This fear of Almighty Allah is not khawf. Khawf is now we have the natural fear for the lion, the tiger, the snake, and so forth and so on. This is because of the love of Almighty Allah. We love Allah Jalla Wala so much, so we will not violate His laws. Whatever He told us to do, we will carry that out. Whatever He told us to abstain and refrain from, we will abstain and refrain. So that is the love for Almighty Allah. That's one. Second meaning, وَيَخْشَ اللَّهِ, that we develop it based on the respect for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So once we have that true love and respect, then to practice on the Sharia and the Deen will become easy. Tabi'at Shari'at Banjai and Shari'at Tabi'at Banjai. The Shari'at will become our second nature and our nature will become the Sharia. That is if we suppress our desires, and that is what Ramadan Mubarak is teaching us. وَيَخْشَ اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقِي وَيَتَّقِي. And then, so that person has the quality of taqwa. So now I told you the mizdaqi overly. The first meaning of taqwa is what? To abstain. Big night, last night, now, then tomorrow night will be again tonight. For those countries, remember where tonight is the 25th night. So we see Laylatul Qadr, inshallah, Thursday night. These days we are going through are the last days of Ramadan. No more Monday, next week is Eid, inshallah. Oh, you must no more Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So this is the last week. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anh, his face used to become somber when the sun would set. His students would ask him, Ustadji, Fadilatul Ustad, Fadilatul Sheikh, why are you so concerned and somber? He would say, Naqasa fihi ajali, walam yazid fihi amali. My lifespan on this earth is decreasing, and my righteous deeds are not increasing. Do we really worry? We just carry on, you understand? Firstness as usual. So as long as we eating, drinking, sleeping, killing time. So وَيَتَّقْهِ, so remember the quality of taqwa, to abstain from all haram. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ, then only these people will be successful. Allahumma ajalna minhum, may Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala make us min al-fa'izin and fa'izat, amongst those men and women who are successful fi dunya wal akhirah, in this world and in the year after. Ameen ya rabbal alamin. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today 23rd Ramadan, 1446 South Africa, 24th Ramadan, majority countries, cities of the world. We have to mention that because we global, international, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. 23rd Ramadan. So remember, 23 days, nothing entered Gaza. No food, no water, no medication, no nothing. Remember that. So no electricity, no fuel. So these are the Americans. These are the Israelis. The people who speak of democracy. The people who speak of human rights. There is no starvation there in Gaza. The starvation is caused by the Americans and the Israelis. They are guilty of genocide. They are guilty of ethnic cleansing. They are guilty of crimes against humanity. And pay, indeed they will pay. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik ya rabbal alameen. The jutlas to send more and more troops into Gaza and so forth. So bring them more, inshallah. We will take more hostages. And we will send more of them in body bags straight to hell. And we say good riddance to you. The Haaretz newspaper writes, you can check it up even today's Haaretz, Israel derailed the ceasefire and not Hamas. So tell every Juta and Jutli, tell every Zionist and Harami and Westerner who is supporting America and Israel, you are the ones that derailed it, not Hamas. And that's confirmed in your newspaper as well. The Attorney General, she was fired by the cabinet because BB, the war criminal, Satan Yahu, wants to become the dictator of Israel. But they're going to lose everything very soon, inshallah. Trump closes Al-Hurra. Do you know what is Al-Hurra? Al-Hurra was the Arabic media, and they wanted to speak their propaganda to the Arab world. So Trump said, this is a waste of time, and he closed it down, just like how he closed down Voice of America. So remember, Iran is very happy that Trump closed it down. You must remember that. The Jutlas, I sent it out yesterday. Confirmation from the Jutlas. 78,000 their troops and soldiers were injured against Hamas. So you see that no one caused so much damage to them from 1948 like Hamas did. We're very proud of Hamas. We are Hamas. And we say one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. These are swines and pigs we are talking about, as enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah. That is verse number 60. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. Allah made them literally, physically, into monkeys and swines and pigs. And if you don't believe in that, you will join the Juttas in hell. See, even the animals, they hate the Juttas. Imagine, you must remember, there is the cat family, you see. So one animal, the Egyptian lynx or lynx, or whatever you pronounce it, it came across from Egypt into Israel. And it attacked the Israeli soldiers, and it injured many of them, you see. That is what Quran says. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ. No one knows the army of Allah. One animal from the cat family came and destroyed the Israelis and injured them. اللَّهُمَّ سَلِّتْ عَلَيْهِمْ كَلْبًا مِنْ كِلَابِكَ يَا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Send your army against them. Decimate the Americans. Destroy the Jutlas and their families and whoever else is supporting them. Canada, Gandhi. There's another Mehman guy now. Gandhi, you know, Gandhi, whatever hell his name. So there'll be snap elections there in Canada, 28th of April. So why? He knows he will win. Istanbul, big problem. Five nights, consecutive nights. Big marches there in Istanbul. Akram is the mayor, and he lost now. In the sense, he's arrested and is in prison. And the people are telling Erdogan, you are the thief. We want to vote for him, and we will vote for him. So Erdogan is not playing this very well. Remember, I got nothing to do with Erdogan, and I wasn't a supporter of him. So compared to these other guys, people make special trips from here to Turkey because they get free tickets. And so I never went once with them, you must remember. I was offered, but I didn't go. So you must remember that more than 3 million people in Makkah Mukarrama jammed like sardines. Yesterday, my brother sent me a message from there and said, look at how these people, they can't even make ruku, they can't even make sajda. So what is this going on? So but people, you know, 1 million there in Medina Munawwara, so 4 million, and what happens? The tourism is booming in Saudi Arabia in the name of religion, in the name of Islam, and MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, is smiling all the way. Come more and more. And when this season finishes, then will be the Umrah season again in Shawwal. Then again will be the Hajj season. And after the Hajj season, the Umrah season. So it's a money-making cow for them, you see. So that is what they do, you must. And they will charge you more and more. That is what the haramis do. Pakistan army killed 16 there next to the Afghanistan border. So this is what America wants. America are licking their wounds because the Taliban defeated them in 48 countries, gave them such a thrashing. And then Trump used to say when Biden was president, this was the worst defeat in the history of America. So now they use the Pakistani army. Ye to chor hai, bunch of crooks. And the Pakistan government, another crooks, majority of them. So now they use them to try and destabilize Afghanistan. So that is what happens there. Iran is busy bringing the military to the Strait of Hormuz. If you know what is Iran, if you know what is the Strait of Hormuz, one of the most strategic and important places for the ships and that to go through. So the kings of the Red Sea are the Houthis. They blow up. And remember, America is sending another big ship because the Truman couldn't do his job. That the Houthis injured it, injured their personnel, and damaged the ship. You see that? So they say, bring more ships of yours. Dance Ali Papa dance. Well done to the Houthis. Well done to Iran. You must remember that. Show them that you don't come mess around with us and so forth. The reports I have received, but this you have to confirm, that's a portion of the Israeli embassy or the consulate, you must remember, in Turkey is burning. We say, Allahumma harrik buyutahum, Allahumma dammir diyarahum. If it's true and it's burning, we support them. We support the people in Turkey who did that. Any harm you cause Israel, any harm you cause America, we will support you. Let's come to our beloved country, South Africa, and see what is happening here. The GNU, the Government of National Unity, big cracks are opening now. Why? Because you must remember who will replace Ibrahim Rasul. You know, he's a murtad, right? So he said two and all of them going to Jannah and Paradise. So if you say like that, whether you're a politician, whether you're a doctor, whether you're murtad straight away. So you must remember. So the DA is saying you need a white face, you need a Jutla, you need somebody there. You can't have ANC. ANC, go to hell. We are still the majority party. So everybody got a hidden agenda and so forth and so on. You see that? And there's a Baba. I see our South Africans, my own family members, they went this week via Addis, and they're very happy, it seems. So Addis Ababa, the airport there, is competing with South Africa and with OR Tambo Airport, that we will become number one. And the way things look like, South Africa is retrogressing. And Addis Ababa, when I went those days, what a junk airport it was, you must remember. The plane was nearly catching fire. The guy next to me was crying. We both in the haram. I'm telling him, just keep, don't worry. If we pass away and this plane crashes, yub'athu yawm al-qiyamati yulabbi, then both of us will wake up saying, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. The more I'm telling him, the more he's crying. I said, let me call the air hostess, the steward. So I asked, what's all this? He said, no, this is Ethiopian Airlines. The higher we fly, then the smoke gets more, but then it will disappear. Many years ago this was. So all junk airlines and junk airport, but they turned it around now. So you must remember that. But we were also like students, and we're still students. Look for all the cheap planes, you know. So that is how it went in those days. So Ibrahim Rasool received a hero's welcome, you must remember, yesterday when he arrived in Cape Town and so forth. So his ANC supporters and so forth were there to welcome him. One statement he made, I agree with him. He said, America has no right to dictate to South Africa their policy. We are an autonomous country, independent country, democratic country. Who the hell are you, America, to dictate to us? You think we are Israel? You think we are your slaves? You go to hell. So, mother, we agree with Malema, we agree with all of them. You don't come and tell us what to do, and you can go to hell. We saw what you did in Iraq, where you murdered and martyred more than 1 million people there. So therefore, we need to hang you in public, your George Bush and your Tony Blair and the whole happy lot, Dick Cheney and a whole lot. And now we need to hang Biden and Blinken and Trump and Rubio and all. Who is murdering the innocent people in Palestine, the children and the babies and so forth and so on? So therefore, don't come tell me about your history. Your history stinks from Washington to Tel Aviv, you haramis. You whiteys are the biggest racists and biggest terrorists, and your track record speaks this. Go read the speeches and the books of Norman Finkelstein, and he exposes you. So there's no such thing as a Holocaust, please. They're just making you fools and idiots, you understand? They want you to get addicted to the Hollywood and so forth, and the men, they get addicted, and the women to Bollywood. So you get more and more kufr and shirk, where they praise their idols and so forth. You need to understand the real message of all their media and so forth. Allah alone protect us min al-kufri wa shirki. So that is the truth. See, Musk, he made millions here in South Africa, his father and them. He went to America, he's a blue-eyed boy, he's lighty, Trump has to pick him up, and then he walks in the stairs. So imagine the Guptas, they took over Zuma, but not one day Zuma, I saw, he picked up the Gupta children. Yeah, Trump, you must remember, is picking up Elon Musk's child. What a disgrace, Trump. Because your brains are not in front, they're the back, you know that. So remember, Musk says that in South Africa, there's a white genocide going on, you see that? So the Bura of Afri Forum, they met the Americans there, and they gave, you don't like it, so get out. You understand, you Bura? You don't like South Africa, right? You say there's white genocide, so pack up and go. Go to America, go to hell. Just like the Jutlas, you don't like South Africa, so pack up and go to hell. So what must we worry about you? So simple solution, petrol will be decreasing. We like South Africa, we're going to stay here. So ANC, corruption, everything, we still love it, so we're patriotic, but we will condemn them, anybody, for the wrong they do. So petrol, big decrease, inshallah, coming up in April, and that's no April fool joke, it's a truth, you understand. Today, very interesting, in our report back, that will be 2 to 2.30, we will speak about our trip to Soweto. On Friday, Brother Ahmad Abdi and myself, how we got lost, it's a long story. We'll speak to you about that. 8.30 to 9 this morning, we'll speak about Eid al-Fitr, and inshallah al-Aziz, Eid will be most probably in Saudi and the Arab regimes and countries, and majority of the world Sunday, South Africa will be Monday, inshallah. depending on the moon, Swami. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.